The text for our consideration this morning comes to us from the Old Testament book of Zechariah, the prophet. The 9th chapter, we read the 9th verse, very, very well known, once again, Palm Sunday verse. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout in triumph, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and endowed with salvation, humble and mounted on a donkey, even on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The culmination of that which Jesus came to accomplish was near. He was entering into Jerusalem or going to Jerusalem knowing full well what was going to happen there within a few days. He had talked about it with his disciples on numerous occasions. He knew what awaited him there, the suffering and the death that awaited him there. And he also knew that the people awaited him there. Now it's true, as we heard in the gospel reading this morning, not everybody believed in Jesus. He had his enemies, but Jesus certainly had his followers too. Those people who became ever hopeful in him, because of him. Hopeful that he was the coming Messiah, foretold about by the prophets centuries before, for whom they had been awaiting since really the time of Adam and Eve. Now he was here, they hoped. They were almost certain. And they just knew that finally God was going to step into things here on this earth and make them right for his people. He was finally going to restore their government to themselves. He was finally going to get rid of those dreaded, hated Roman overlords that they had for so long. He was going to clean up Judaism the way it needed to be cleaned up. He was going to get rid of all of those tax collectors, those people who worked for Rome but were Jewish. Messiah would see them in. He was going to get rid of all the prostitutes and other such blatant sinners from Judaism and cleanse Judaism and make it new, make it pure the way it was meant to be, the way they long hoped for, when they could once again be God's people and not Rome's. They just knew it. And now he was coming to Jerusalem at festival time, when the Romans had beefed up their guards there in case there were some kind of uprisings. What a better time and what a better place than to pull off that which you came for, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus knew. He knew what people awaited him there. And so as he pondered his entrance into Jerusalem, Jesus probably considered several options. He knew, of course, that his messiahship consisted of something that the people did not realize. That his messiahship was to take a different form than what they believed it was going to take. His messiahship, you see, he knew, had nothing to do with overthrowing Rome, had nothing to do with getting rid of sinners and tax collectors and the like. How do I enter Jerusalem coming to these people? How do I tell that massive throng, visually, where they can see my mission, where they can see what I've come to do? Because I certainly can't reach them all with my voice. I could walk into Jerusalem and basically just blend in with everyone else. No one would really know I was there. Oh, a few people would see me, but certainly not the whole city. I could blend in, go in unnoticed, celebrate the Passover and leave. Option number one. Option number two, he could, as the kings of old, mount up on a horse and ride into Jerusalem in a very triumphant manner, as if he were some sort of conquering king, someone who had already conquered this city. And he knew the people would see that and that the people would cheer, and the people's false idea of his messiahhood would be just ingrained even more. No, it would be no horse. But then the prophet Zechariah, in talking about the coming of the king, Jesus knew, talked about riding in on a donkey. A beast of burden, an abused animal, an animal that stood for humility indeed. That's what he would do. But I think there was more involved here in Jesus' mind than simply riding on a humble animal, to try to convey to the people that he is a humble person, meek person. That would not accomplish his ends. It's true, Zechariah, Jesus knew, spoke of this king coming in a humble fashion. And then it dawned on him. He knew, you see, that that word humble that Zechariah uses comes from the Hebrew word which means affliction. And is that not what his messiahship consists of? Is that not what he's been telling his disciples for weeks? The Son of Man is going to Jerusalem, and there he'll be handed over to the authorities, and he'll be scourged, and he will ultimately be put to death. Jesus knew that's what he came for. To be afflicted for the sin of the human race. To make payment for the sin of the human race in that fashion, not by conquering some worldly government, not by annihilating sinful people, but by coming to die for them in a most humiliating way, and thereby make payment to God the Father for that people's sin. So that people might be forgiven. And that people might then have, through that forgiveness, the hope of everlasting life. Something that will never, ever be taken away from them. A donkey it is, Jesus says. Zechariah said it a long time ago. The Messiah will ride in on a humble animal, an afflicted animal, because he himself will be afflicted. What we see, you see, on Palm Sunday is a visual declaration of Jesus Christ about what his mission really is. Not to make a better world, not to make all of his followers' lives easy and comfortable, but to be afflicted for its sin and thereby win forgiveness and life for them. Hosanna, you know, is a Hebrew word which simply means Lord, save now. The people had their own idea when they were shouting Hosanna. But we now today, because of seeing Jesus once again ride into Jerusalem on a donkey, humble, we too sing Hosanna. We cry Hosanna. And we know exactly what it means. Amen.